Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ami Organics Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us on Ami Organics Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. Today, we have with us Ami Organics Management, represented by Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Abhishek Patel, Vice President Strategy, and Mr. Bhavin Shah, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to invite Mr. Bhavin Shah to initiate the proceedings. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Krishan. Good afternoon, everyone. Warm Diwali wishes to all of you. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss Q2 and H1 FY25 financials. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The conference call is being recorded and the transcript along with the audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Ami Organics and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the floor to our CMD, Mr. Naresh Patel, for his opening statement. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you are all doing well. From all of us at Ami Organics, I had like to extend warm Dhanteras and Diwali wishes to you and your families. May Lord Dhanvantari bless you with health, wealth and success. Now let me provide some perspectives on the current state of the chemical sector. From the demand side, the demand continues to improve, albeit at a slower pace than what everyone had anticipated. Speaking of various sub-segments of chemical sector, some of the pockets are witnessing growth in the demand, but majority sub-segments are seeing stagnant demand. This is driven by overall slowdown in consumer spending that we all have been witnessing across the sector. Coming to pricing, even though pricing has been stabilized, the upward movement that everyone has been anticipating is taking longer than what we expected. Now, let me give some more highlights on the different industries that we saw. Starting with pharmaceutical intermediates, the demands have been slowly improving, but what is more painful is the pricing. The pricing for the generic intermediates have been at their lowest. I strongly believe that demand will see uptick in H1 of calendar year 2025, with price slowly moving upward. Moving on to the battery chemicals, we are witnessing that major car makers and industry players are deferring their additional investment in EV battery capacities and related space. I believe the big investment outlined by these companies at the start of the decade got ahead of consumers' appetite for full switch to EVs. Even though I fully believe in the future of EVs and shift to EV, only point where I differ is the timeline. I believe EVs will take center stage, but it will be later than sooner. That is why we are also taking each step cautiously. As you all know, we are announced CAPEX for electrolyte SGs only after we receive the firm contracts from the client. Moving on the semiconductor industry, the part of industry we are serving is seeing stagnant demand, while we are hoping that tides will turn in our favor soon. I believe the pain will be there for a couple of more quarters. In commodity chemicals, pricing remain under pressure driven by oversupply. Overall, I believe the industry has started witnessing revival, but the pace of revival is slower, and therefore, I believe even in this financial year, the pricing pain and demand weakness will continue. Coming to the performance of AMI Organics, even in this difficult industry backdrop, I am delighted to share that we have been able to deliver a stellar revenue growth of 43.2% year-on-year in Q2 FY25. Our strategies of on building industry-leading infrastructure completed by cutting-edge process technology, developed by our team with focus on CDMO contracts and chronic products, has helped us deliver stronger results. The growth during the quarter was driven strong performance in pharmaceutical intermediate as well as specialty chemical business. I will let Abhishek to discuss this in detail. Moving on the business update, during the last earning call, we had highlighted that we successfully concluded the GMP, Good Manufacturing Practice inspection by the Pharmaceutical and Medical Device Agency, PMDA of Japan, with no critical or major observation. I'm very happy to share that during the last quarter, PMDA Japan has issued inspection result report declaring the Sachin facility as GMP compliant. I believe we are one of the few, if not the only company in the intermediate segment who has successfully concluded inspection and subsequently received compliant report from PMDA Japan. Overall, we are seeing a revival in demand for our core molecules, supported by a strong ramp-up in CDMO contract and robust volume growth in our specialty chemical business. Looking at the order in our hand and the forecast what we have, we are revising our revenue growth guidance upward from 25% to 30% for FY25. Now, I will hand over the floor to our Vice President of Strategy, Abhishek Patel, for further business updates. Over to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Naresh Bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Diwali to you and your families. Let me elaborate more on the business performance. Starting with pharmaceutical intermediate business. The pharmaceutical intermediate business grew strongly by 53% YOY in Q2 FY25. The growth was driven by strong performance in key molecule as well as earlier than anticipated ramp up in CDMO business. Anti-cancer, antidepressant, seizure disorder, antipsychotic, Parkinson disease, anticoagulant, and cardiovascular continues to be top therapeutic segment for us. Coming to CDMO contract, we witnessed a strong ramp up in Q2, which was earlier than we have anticipated. The specialty chemical, we believe we deliver growth of 7.6% YOY. I would like to highlight here that this was mainly driven by subpar performance in our subsidiary Baba Fine Chem. If we look at the business ex Baba Fine Chem, then there was a more than 25% growth in the specialty chemical business, which was offset by degrowth in BFC. As Naresh Bhai mentioned, the demand scenario for the part of semiconductor industry that we are serving remains subdued, which is impacting sales of BFC. But we are very much optimistic that this is temporary situation and we will see growth coming back in FY26. As explained in last conference call as well, we have already started promoting our products off BFC to new geographies and have already sent samples to the customers in Korea and Japan. This will also add to the growth trajectory in coming years. Now coming back to specialty chemical business of XBFC, we have seen growth across our entire product portfolio driven by significant uptick in volumes. Coming to CapEx for the year, CapEx for H1 FY25 was 80 crore. Majority of was for remaining CapEx of Ankleshwar site and some towards solar and electrolyte additive CapEx. Let me give you further updates on the CapEx project. Starting with Ankleshwar project, one production block has already been completed as informed earlier. Remaining work of the other two blocks is progressing and this is expected to be completed in this current quarter. This was slightly delayed due to extended rain during Q2. Extended heavy rains in Gujarat also impacted our solar project work. The work progress was impacted during the monsoon and thereafter there is a delay. We now expect this project to be completed by end of Q3 FY25, with energy saving expected to start from Q4 FY25, which will contribute positively to our EBITDA. Moving on to the electrolyte additive capex, the project work has been started with civil structure plan in place and construction is expected to start soon. We have started ordering machinery as well. Overall, we hope that we will complete the project in H1 FY26 at FY25 of calendar FY25. With that, I will hand over the floor to CFO Mr. Bhavin Shah to provide the financial update. Over to you, Bhavin Shah.
Thank you, Abhishek Bhai. I would like to briefly highlight the key performance metrics for the quarter before we open the floor for questions. I will start with the quarterly performance. Revenue from operation for the quarter reached 246.7 crore, representing 43.2% increase year-on-year basis. Gross profit for the quarter was rupees 107.2 crore, reflecting 51.5% increase compared to the same period last year. The gross margin was 43.4%, up 239 basis points on year-on-year basis and 136 basis points on Q-on-Q basis. Gross margin was driven by the better product mix. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 48.9 crore, almost doubled compared to the same period last year. EBITDA margin were at 19.8%, up 543 basis point year-on-year basis and 312 basis point Q-on-Q basis. EBITDA margin was driven by gross margin as well as operating leverage. PAT for the quarter was rupees 37.6 crore, which grew 1.5 times compared to the adjusted PAT of 14.7 crore in Q2 FY24. PAT margins for the quarter was 15.2%, so the expansion of 668 basis point YOY basis and 682 basis Q-on-Q basis. Moving on the half-yearly performance, revenue from the operation for the first half of the year reached 423.4 crore, representing 29.8% increase on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the H1 FY25 was rupees 78.4 crore, up 33.4% YOY basis. PAT for H1 FY25 was at 52.3 crore, up 41.3% YOY basis. Moving on to the balance sheet item, net cash and cash equivalent were at 279.5 crore. I am happy to share that even with strong growth, we were able to control our working capital, which was 108 days during H1 FY25. This was driven by improved debtor and inventory days. Better working capital management led to strong generation of cash flow from operation of 46 crore, which was 60% of the EBITDA for H1 FY25. Overall, as Naresh sir has mentioned, we are well on the track to deliver 30% growth for the year with healthy EBITDA margins. With that, I request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congrats on great set of numbers. Sir, you know, this quarter, if you can give some color on how the, you know, margins for intermediates, the pharma intermediate and specialty care, you know, the chemical stand. And also some color on how do we see the margins, you know, say in the next few quarters for both divisions.
Yes. So as you asked, the margin for pharma intermediate for the quarter is at 21.44%. And for speciality, 11.36%. And as we have already said that we'll see a better performance from here. So on quarter-on-quarter basis, we'll see improved EBITDA margin from here onwards.
Sir, I mean, I'm just, you know, taking this quarterly performance specifically
on the
financial media.
Can you speak to the handset, please?
Sure. Me now? Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I would just like to look at, you know, this quarter has been quite a transformational quarter for us, specifically on the pharma intermediate side. And I think we do have a strong pipeline, including, you know, the contract with Fermion, that is Daryl, you know, glutamide. So what I'm trying to understand here is you had given a 30%, you know, guidance going forward. But if you, you know, look at it slightly a little longer, we have built capacities, we have built capabilities, you know, both on the R&D as well as the product synthesis side. And, you know, having relationship built over the years. One is, you know, primarily mining existing customers like, you know, Daralutamide. I mean, the opportunity size is big and growing. So, I mean, how do we see the wallet share from the existing clients? And also, if you can give some color with respect to how many products we have, which is in the late stage, which can give, you know, more molecules, you know, something like what we are seeing with Fermion contract. So what I'm trying to understand is this year we are looking at 30%. But if I'm taking 3 years, what is it that we should be comfortable with as far as growth is concerned?
Thank you, sir. It's a really elaborative question. First of all, considering our past performance of last 10, 12 years, on an average, we are CAGR of 25%, we are growing. That growing is not only because of the one contract, but because we have a strong pipeline, which we have seeded since 2008-09, which is now giving a fruit, which are coming, launching and all. So that is how we are growing annually 20-25% CAGR in terms of the top line. Now, and that is ongoing till 2035. We have up to 2045, we have a product, but we have a good visibility of this intermediate, which is apart from the Fermion. And also not only Fermion, we have other originators also, which with whom we are working with CDMO as well as the regulated intermediate, and also some big generic player also is our customer. So that is also giving us in confidence that we will grow continuously like 25% annual CAGR. Related to Fermion, whatever the mistake we had done in the past by saying product names, customers, product and everything, that created a lot of problem for us in terms of competition arise, which is now we learned this mistake and now hence onward. We will be not disclosing several CDMO name, product names and all, but we will give you the cumulative guidelines. So in CDMO factor, it is in next 3 years, it will be 30% what we say is similar kind of growth we can consider with this kind of inclusion of the CDMO project.
Sure, sir. And sir, with respect to, you know, the margins, I mean, this quarter we are at 20%. But given that we have built so much of capacities in place and, you know, I understand that with this capabilities, our margins should be significantly higher than where we are. So in 3 years, what should be an aspirational margin that you would be targeting for?
So the first target of ours is to reach to 21, where we were 23%. And from then onwards, our main target is to go beyond 25%, and between 25 to 30% is our target to be reached in next 3 years.
Sure, sir. So one final question before I join back the queue. I mean, if you can give some color when we see the offtake on, you know, the vinylene carbonate supplies and the battery chemicals, you know, which we were expecting to be, you know, US large client.
We had never said we have US large client. So it's, but we have a lot of contracts signed with big manufacturer of EVs and battery manufacturers. We already done validation batches and submitted to them at a commercial scale as well. And now we are waiting for them to start revamping their system to use our chemical for the commercial at their end. In commentary also, I try to highlight that all EVs are deferring the timeline, and that also impacting us as we are on the bottom chain, bottom supply chain supplier. So that also impacting us as well.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rikin Shah from the Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, Naresh bhai. Congratulations on a fantastic set of results. My question was pertaining to the weakness highlighted in Baba Fine Chem. So at our client's end, is that an issue on a client-specific level or an industry-level issue that is, you know, persisting right now? And with respect to finding new clients in newer geographies, like how big of a gestation period do we think before we can sign more clients?
So when we had Baba Fine Chem in our basket, when we acquired a controlling stock of Baba Fine Chem, it was running at 40 odd crore of the revenue. Then there is a procedure of changing the ownership and documentation and all that has created a little bit at a sluggishness at both the sides. And that's how our buyer has used their buffer stock to support their production. And we can able to have a time period which can be utilized for making these changes and all. But after during that period also, there is some sluggishness at the end of the consumption also, a little bit on a sluggish side. But this year will be the last year where we got some muted revenue. But from next year, we are looking good demand. We already received a forecast from them that is showing that we are going back to the normalization from FY26. Considering the new clientele are there with the new product, which are we are getting a project from them, and a few are already we developed in the past. See, all is a cumulative combo that help us to enter. So if there is existing product, it is a longer gesture time. But if there's a new product which is developed by a chief manufacturer or a chemical purifier, then it will be faster. So it's a combo of that, and we have very good traction in Korea and Japan for several molecules in this segment.
All right. Thank you so much. With respect to what we discussed in the last call for the NCE tie-up for, you know, the second block, the second CDMO project, so where are we with, you know, in terms of timelines with that?
We are in line with the whatever the expectation of the originator. That is the only disclosure I can able to provide you for that.
All right. And since you mentioned for EVs that, you know, there is a deferral at the OEM end and projects are getting deferred, so what does this mean in terms of our NCAM project that, you know, we were anticipating to do this year?
So NCAM is one of our client, including other contract manufacturer, and we got a firm contract in our hand. That is the reason why we are putting CapEx, which is incremental capacity for VCFEC around 2,000 metric ton each in Jhagadia facility, and that will be ready by middle of next year, FY26. So that we have started putting, considering all this demand and projections and forecasts what we received from the customer. And NCAM is also in the same pipeline where maybe it will go faster than the others, but it is going well. If you are talking about the JV between AMI and NCAM, that is on the status quo position. We are still discussing several terms and conditions. If that will be fulfilled, then we will go ahead with that as well.
All right. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Next question is from Saranj Gupta from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, happy to welcome everyone. I have two questions. Sir, one is that in your QIB that you did for 500 CR, in that utilization, you mentioned that the 250 CR would be for debt utilization. But from your cash flow, I guess we can see only a 200 CR of utilization for debt repayment. If you can throw some light on the mismatch of this. And I have another question. If you want, I can file it up.
Yeah, fine. So when you see a cash flow, debt repayment. So there is a debt which we have taken during the period and which has repaid back. So it is a net debt.
So I think what you are talking about is the debt figure during March 24 financials. So you are right. It was around 200 crore at that time. But during the Q1 FY25, we had raised, took the disbursement of additional fund for to complete our rest of the capex work at unit 2, and that was the reason the total debt repaid out of QIP proceeds is again 250 crore only, so which is in line with the QIP object, and that has been already spent and closed in September quarter, FY 2025.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I have another question in the same-
Yes.
On the same utilization. There is a mention that 88 crore, 88 crore will be used for general corporate purpose. So, like, if you can throw some light on it, for which we will be using it then.
So yes, there was 88 crore of general corporate purpose. That is for the purpose of some of the working capital requirement and any other future opportunity which we see during our journey. So that portion is largely unutilized as on date.
Okay, and that lies in our cash, cash and cash equivalents, right?
Yes. Yes, we have 279 crore of cash available on our financial as on 30th September 2024.
Yeah. Thank you. That's that.
Sorry, 25. 24.
Karan, do you have any follow-up question?
No, that's all.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Reena Shah from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, and many congratulations on good results. Can you hear me?
Ma'am, your voice is echoing.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So I wanted to understand, your export numbers and revenue numbers come generally at a discount. Just wanted to understand what kind of adjustment is being done with the export numbers.
Generally, those exports number are not completely gives the fair and true picture of the actual export done.
We are not bound with that.
We are obviously not following those numbers. There may be different source of those numbers, and we cannot verify that numbers.
There is some dual effect, right? If I'm not on, if I'm understanding it correct, there is some dual effect which we generally talk that is there, and hence we get a discounted number on reported numbers. Is there something of that sort?
Reena madam, export number is not a legal disclosure, right? So we cannot comment on that. You can ask any other question related to that.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. On Japan, you said that there is an approval of Surat facility. Is there going to be any benefit in terms of numbers because of this?
Yes, definitely. That will be, that is one of our CDMO, which is we are doing for originator. So now originator can sell their product in Japan with our, which we manufacture in Surat.
Okay. 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 Because I believe that your Surat facility is any which way fully utilized, and maybe the new orders will come from Odisha itself. So that's why I had this doubt.
Yeah. So that is a planning for with the originator, that how we can utilize both the facility with different regulatory area, so that we can maximize output on that.
Okay. And so you talked about your core products have started. So can I assume that Apixaban is now started in good numbers, and we can see more ramp up going forward?
Yes, Apixaban will already started, and it is going slowly ramp up, but there are some other products which are also now started in launching, and then slowly it will go up.
Okay. 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 That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, thanks for taking my question, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, my first question was just related to the various CapExes which are online. I just sort of missed that, you know, so just wanted to know the various CapExes which are online and when are the expected completed timelines. Now, one thing I know is that Ankleshwar, 33% is being blocked for the Fermion, so basically you have two-thirds remaining. So just some more color on any other CapEx which is on the board as of now, and the expected timelines.
So as of now, the CapEx project going on at a One of the CapEx project ongoing is at Unit 2 Ankleshwar site, which is about to get completed in this quarter only. It took some more time, which was expected to get completed by Q2 FY25 because of rain. So this will get completed. The total project size was 310 crore, out of which 70 crore was pending at the end of March 2024, and balance is getting completed in this financial year. Second CAPEX project is electrolyte additive project, which we have planned for 100 crore CAPEX, and that is after we signed some of the long-term contract with some of our customers, and then we have started building up a 2,000 metric ton capacity for VC and 2,000 metric ton capacity for FEC, and that is expected to get completed maybe around quarter one of FY26. And the third project which is ongoing right now is a solar power plant, captive solar power plant project, and this is going to get completed by end of Q3 FY25, by December 24, and fruits we will get from the last quarter of this financial year.
Okay, sir, thank you so much for that. Sir, just missed 2,000 electrolyte additives, 2,000 tons for VC and 2,000 tons for
FEC.
FEC. Okay. Sure. Sir, just one clarification. I just wanted to know. I mean, in the presentation you mentioned that the bolstered, your revenue bolstered by ramp up in the CDMO contract. Of course, here you mean the Fermion contract, right?
Yes.
That
is one of the CDMO
contracts. Yes, sure, sir. And sir, I just wanted to know from an overall perspective, sir. You know, last FY24 was pretty challenging for the business as well. Now we did talk about, you know, pricing of API is also being under pressure, Chinese competition, you know, prices getting driven down. So, sir, in this quarter, of course, we have seen a very, very good growth in numbers. Anything materially changed on the ground, you know, in terms of prices or in terms of competition? You know, now a lot of talk about China stimulus also. So, just wanted to understand, in terms of this dumping and everything, has it, you know, the picture materially changed on the ground in terms of pricing? Is there a chance for an uptick, you know? Just wanted your view on the thing.
So if you follow my last phone call in Q1, we announced that we are changing back to our normal contract situation where now spot to that, all helping us to go back to the improvement in our margin. Apart from that, because of the lowest price of the raw material is helping us also on the COGS side. And we had improved our process and operational efficiency, that also giving us an operating margin improvement. Though there is a pressure on the top line, but still we are managing to improve in our margin, which is we had proven several times in last 3 years.
And that is visible in our margins from Q4 to FY24 to Q1 FY25 and Q2 FY25.
Sure. And just lastly from my side, of course, our products are driven from the end product. So just wanted to know, I mean, I don't want specific product names as such because I understand confidentiality is an issue. But just wanted to know in terms of the therapies, any particular therapy helping us in terms of growth, in terms of our demand for our APIs?
We are very strong in anti-cancer, anti-psychotic, anti-depressant, anti-coagulant, and some antiretrovirals, very small amount of antiretrovirals, but these are the where we are very, very strong, and our pipeline is also very strong, that helping us to move very fast in this area.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering all my questions. Thank you so much.
One missing is anti-diabetic as well, sorry.
Anti-diabetic as well, okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on strong set of numbers. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, your revised guidance of 30% top line growth in FY25 translate to, you know, roughly current quarterly sales standard of 250 crores for the coming quarters as well. So, you know, are you being conservative while providing this guidance?
Yes.
This is a guidance which we are giving, which is based on the forecast and orders are on hand.
Okay. Okay. Noted, sir. And on CDMO side, keeping confidentiality in mind, but would it be possible to kind of highlight how many intermediates you would have in your pipeline for phase two and phase three drugs?
That numbers are very large in phase two. It's in a double digit of, and there are some are in phase three, and some are the larger number is in phase one, then lower in phase two, and very few are in phase three right now, in single digit in phase three.
Okay.
But the numbers are not disclosing because we cannot prove that number because customer has not disclosed us the status and all. So it's like a coding number going. It is not advisable for us to say the status.
Understood, understood. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we don't want the names, obviously, because I think you also mentioned in your opening remarks or probably to one of the earlier participants that it is, attracting the competition. But yeah, I mean, the number of molecules probably if but that's fine. We understand it's double digit is also fine for phase two. Yeah, so on this Anchem JV, I know it's I think you also mentioned that there's been a slight delay in the overall EV value chain. But any update you would like to give on the same? Because I think that might take care of the growth beyond, let's say, FY27 or so. So any update there?
See, growth, as Nareshbhai mentioned, that we have a strong pipeline for our products till 45. So it's not growth is only dependent on this Anchem JV or electrolyte solution business. We have other area of growth as well. But as we earlier mentioned also, that we want to invest only in the business when we see the good visibility in place, and then only we will have some investment done. Considering current scenario in EV market, in particular in India, because this business is focused on India market only, so we have been little cautious and assessing the situation, and then we'll move forward.
And particularly, this is an OEM for them. It's like a toll manufacturing from themselves. We are not going to do any marketing or something like that. It is just a job work, CMO kind of work for them. So it is not directly or indirectly impacting on our planning. It's just an additional arm for us, giving us and leverage of selling our VCFEC also to them. That will be additional benefit to us. So
Understood.
You can understand that.
Yes. Fair point. I mean, I meant like additional growth beyond FY27. And I understand that you would have obviously a lot of other projects that you would be working on, but I was just wondering if there is anything. But okay, fair point. Got it. And lastly, I think I missed your earlier commentary on the electrolyte additives. I'm not sure whether you mentioned when would the revenue start flowing in from the electrolyte additives?
If everything goes well, it can be stuck immediately as well. So we are ready with everything for initial supplies. So now we already supplied them the validation quantity at a large commercial scale. Now we are waiting for them to move ahead for placing an order, which is a part of the contract, but that is all depends on how fast we will move ahead for their approval and final manufacturing. So it will be very soon as possible, maybe in Q4. Maybe in Q3 as well. You know very well that we are always, our guidelines and guidance are always excluded from the electrolyte additives. So that will be remaining like that. Very few minimal portion of 30-40 crore revenue we were expecting from this in this year. So that may be deeper if it is not keen.
Understood. This is great, sir. Thank you for patiently answering all of my questions. Wish you and the entire AMI Organics team a very happy Diwali, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Anubhav Sahu from MC Pro. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. Just a couple of questions. One is on the Ankleshwar plant. Could till what is the utilization level for the first block which we have, and when can this reach a steady state of peak utilization level?
So in the last quarter, Q2, the utilization level was around 20% for the first block, which has been capitalized. And of course, the full, when it comes, the CapEx gets completed fully by end of this quarter, we expect around 3 years' time to fully occupy the whole capacity.
Yeah, sorry. So my question was just for the first block. So, I mean, 20% we have reached. So, particularly for this first block,
Only for the first block, which is, that is.
So 20% is the total capacity of including block one, block two, and block three. Total of 20% is in block three we have utilized. And for block three itself, we are utilizing around 35%.
Okay. And secondly, I didn't get the timeline for the CDMO, the second large CDMO contract which you referred to. And related question would be like for the other two blocks which are going to be commissioned this quarter, when do we expect commercial supplies from Oxford and Fishman?
Which one?
From block two, I think. Block two, I think we should be good to start supply from the Q4 FY25.
Okay. And the status on the second CDMO, I mean, have you already signed?
No, the supply of the validation batch is already given to them. So now we will start as soon as it is vendor qualification finished, we will start by Q4.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Northbridge Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, afternoon to the management. So I had a question regarding the electrolyte project. Is there any update on the electrolyte project? By when do we expect to sign the agreement and start the CapEx on it?
The agreement's already signed with several customers, which is we already announced last 2-3 quarters. CapEx will start, already started, and that will be finished by Q1 FY26.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Jason Swans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, thanks for taking my question again. Sir, I did ask you about the CapEx, you know, in terms of the status, that's fine. Just wanted to know, sir, I mean, in light of the QIPs you have done just recently, so just wanted to know, in light of that, in terms of CapEx, could you mention, give a guidance for CapEx for 25 and 26 both, probably for standalone and subsidiaries both, of course, standalone and then, you know, the electrolyte stays separate and BFC also separate, if that's possible, for 25 and 26 both?
Yes. For 25, around 70 crore is the capex, spending capex for unit 2, Ankleshwar. 100 crore is the capex for electrolyte additive, and 60 is the capex for so captive solar power plant project, and then around 30 crore is the regular maintenance capex. These are all around 250 crore capex is for FY25 for AMI Organics. And for Baba Fine Chem, it will be all normal maintenance capex only, which is required for regulatory purpose. And the same is for FY25 for both Baba Fine Chem as well as AMI Organics Limited. Around 30 to 40 crore is the maintenance capex at AMI Organics.
Okay. So, sir, roughly you are saying probably 100 is around
250 is the capex for FY25 and around 40 crore is the capex for maintenance capex for FY26.
Okay, sure, sir. And so, sir, in terms of what I meant is when you look at our consol cash flow, you know, the capex last year for 24 was around 281 crores. So, when you look ahead, 2025-2026, you see, roughly on a consolidated basis, we'll do around 250-260 crore of CapEx in both the years.
No, no. For this year, we are making CapEx of 250 crore, and next year we'll be making CapEx of around 40 crore.
Okay. So this year, 250 crore, and next year, 40 crore. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. On a consolidated basis, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay, okay. And sir, just to clarify, I mean, this capacity utilization, an earlier participant asked, of that was of 20%. So that capacity is of the whole unplaced for block? Just a little confusing. Could you just elaborate on that?
Yes, it is for whole Ankleshwar block.
Whole Ankleshwar block is 20% capacity utilization, and in three years, you expect that it will get fully utilized. That's it, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are also saying that this whole block should be ready to give supplies from around Q4 FY 2025?
Yes.
The whole block.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. That's done. Okay. So, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much for answering this. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Prince Chaudhary from PINC. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking up my question. I have a couple of questions. First, in last con call, you have mentioned that we are in negotiation with some of our originator clients in Europe, and we expect to sign deal by the end of this Q2 or Q3. So can you please share some traction where we are right now?
Yeah. So that is what we said, that it is almost done, and validation batches are sent to them. Once it will be approved, then we will go for the contract and start supplying by Q4 or maybe Q1. Depends how fast they will do the vendor qualification for us from Block 2.
Okay, so this is all related to CDMO, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100% CDMO.
Okay. And another question was, for the 30% growth guidance which you have mentioned, so this relates, this includes a CDMO for Fermion or it is still excluded?
No, it's everything. It's overall growth guidance for AMI Organics, specialty, Baba, everything included.
Okay, so it, so this includes Fermion as well, right?
Everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a very good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the increase in other income, which is like 8 crore, and decrease in finance cost. There is a big reduction in finance cost. So is that all because of QIP money, or is there something else also?
So see, you need to understand, we have repaid the debt during the quarter, so which is, there is an impact of decreased finance cost. With regard to other income, we have 4 crore of interest income and around 4.5 crore of exchange fluctuation income.
Got it, sir. And sir, on guidance side, you are giving 30% growth guidance for this year. So what kind of margins can we expect? And also, can you comment for FY 2026, can we expect, like, this 25%-30% growth to continue?
Yes.
On a margin side, as we mentioned earlier also, the margin is improving because of stabilizing pricing and market situation, and that is going to continue for Q3 and the Q4 as well, along with the operational leverage, which increased the sales level. And that is expected in FY 2026 as well.
Sure. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. On the Fermion contract, is validation for all markets done? So are your supplies now representative of what, you know, the overall market demand for the product is, or are some markets still are you supplying only for a few markets now and the rest is still being supplied by, you know, where they source them earlier?
Thank you, Prasanth, by bringing this question, because some people will might be thinking that 30% with formula contract, why it's slow, low is. So it's a slowly ramping up into FY25. So we already get in a market, like few markets of these, and slowly FY26 will be the fully utilize all the regulated market with them. So currently we are approved in Japan, in Europe, and some portion of other country, and then slowly we will go with the all the countries worldwide. In FY26 will be the fully approval for all the regulated market.
Yeah, thanks. And you know, this product has patent protection till 2032-33. Is that the time frame roughly in most of the key markets?
Yeah, it will be, and it may be extended also, because they are already got two new applications already approved. Other application approved in clinical trial phase 3. So I think that will be, it will be much longer what we are expecting. And the demand might be increased because of this new application as well.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Wish you all the best. And a happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Piyush Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead. Piyush, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please?
Hello?
Yes, Piyush.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity and good show, right? Just want to know how much business we did in this quarter in CDMO, and can you share the margin of the CDMO business?
So as Naresh bhai mentioned, actually we have stopped giving any product specific or guidance for revenue or margin from this quarter onward because of confidentiality concerns.
Okay. So just as we have spoken also, that excluding CDMO, what type of margin we will do? Will we expand the margin, because our gross margin has expanded 200 bits only in this quarter, whereas our EBITDA expanded around 500 bits.
So we will not be able to give you the even X CDMO business, otherwise it will, we will, people can make out those things. But let me give you that, revenue has increased by 42%, and that you can see in our at the operational margin improvement also. You can see the improvement at the other cost level as well as the employee cost level. In fact, the employee, despite of increasing employee cost level, the percentage overall decrease coupled with the improvement of 1.36% improvement at gross level.
Okay. Yeah, that I understood. What I'm trying to ask is their gross margin is increased by 2.5% only. So which I understand largely supported by CDMO and all. So have we able to, let me ask in a way, have we able to maintain our margin in intermediates?
We are improving margin in all sectors, in intermediates, in specialty, as well as CDMO is not that large in this quarter, but definitely it will be larger in up from next quarter onwards.
Okay. And we have given growth guidance revised from 25% to 30% for FY25. And what is beyond FY25, 26 onwards?
We are always conservative in guidance, so it will remain 25% is our standard.
Okay. And can you share some details, how many maybe programs which is going on, CDMO, which is in pipeline, or which is in discussion with NCE? Can we share some color on this?
What should I give answer?
As we already mentioned that one of the CDMO contract is already there in the advanced stage of finalization, and we are expecting this to get signed by end of this financial year, and next year onwards that CDMO contract should give us a sizable revenue. In fact, apart from that CDMO, we are working with several other originators in Europe,
USA, Japan, and those CDMO projects already going on in some of them on sampling stage, some of them are going in next few quarters. So slowly, slowly, all those projects will mature and give it a revenue maybe from next year onwards or thereafter.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Northbridge Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Is the full ramp-up of a CDMO project already visible in Q2 numbers or further scale-ups is expected in coming quarter?
It has just started in Q2. In the later part of Q2, the full ramp-up, full effect as well as the ramp-up is still to get materialized.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just one question. What is the expected revenue from Ankleshwar unit at full utilization?
We expect that our project, all CapEx projects should give us the more than 3x kind of revenue. And that is what we are expecting from Ankleshwar facility also.
Okay, and then what is the full CapEx for Ankleshwar?
It is 310 crore.
Okay, so approximately 900 crores is the full expected revenue from Ankleshwar at full utilization. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you can work it out that way.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana Heyman, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for providing me the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is regarding the capacity. The current capacity is 1100 KL, right? And as per my understanding, block 3 of Ankleshwar unit is has been commissioned. So once that other two blocks gets commissioned, which is in Q3 FY25, that is the current quarter, what will it take our total capacity to?
So for Ankleshwar unit, the total capacity is will be 442 KL.
Okay.
And that 1100 KL capacity which you mentioned, that includes this capacity.
Okay, so you mean to say, sir, the, all the three blocks, if you put together, the total capacity comes out to be 442 KL. And the 1100 KL capacity includes 442 KL capacity of Ankleshwar unit, correct?
Yes, sir.
And sir, block 3 of Ankleshwar unit is operational now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And what is the capacity of block 3 alone?
Is somewhere around 134 KL. Exact number I don't have, but it is somewhere around 134 KL.
134 KL around.
34.
134 KL around. And both the blocks, block 2 and block 1 will be operational by Q3 FY25 and the commercial production will begin from Q4 FY25, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And sir, I mean, did I hear it correctly that the Ankleshwar unit will be fully utilized over the next 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And we are expecting a 20% to 25% CAGR over the next 3 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you to the JM Financial team for hosting our conference call. We appreciate everyone's questions and hope we have addressed most of your queries. If we miss any of your questions, please reach out to our investor relations team and we will get back to you promptly. Once again, thank you very much. Happy Diwali, Happy New Year, and have a good day to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.